Psalm meditation this month is going to be on Psalm 10. We'll be singing the B selection throughout the month. Please listen as I read God's Word. Why do you stand afar off, O Lord? Why do you hide in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride persecutes the poor. Let them be caught in the plots which they have devised. For the wicked boasts of his heart's desire. He blesses the greedy and renounces the Lord. The wicked in his proud countenance does not see God. God is in none of his thoughts. His ways are always prospering. Your judgments are far above, out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he sneers at them. He has said in his heart, I shall not be moved. I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and oppression. Under his tongue is trouble and iniquity. He sits in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places he murders the innocent. His eyes are secretly fixed on the helpless. He lies in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lies in wait to catch the poor. He catches the poor when he draws him into his net. So he crouches. He lies low. The helpless may fall by his strength. He has said in his heart, God has forgotten. He hides his face. He will never see. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up your hand. Do not forget the humble. Why do the wicked renounce God? He has said in his heart, you will not require an account. But you have seen, for you observe trouble and grief to repay it by your hand. The helpless commits himself to you. You are the helper of the fatherless. Break the arm of the wicked and the evil man. Seek out his wickedness until you find none. The Lord is king forever and ever. The nations have perished out of his land. Lord, you have heard the desires of the humble. You will prepare their heart. You will cause your ear to hear, to do justice to the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of earth may oppress no more. For our meditation today, I want to call attention to a bleak picture and a bright picture that this psalm presents. On the one hand, the psalm paints a very bleak picture if you look at the world without God. It gives voice to one of the questions that mankind has probably asked throughout all of eternity, and the question is, why? Why do the wicked seem to prosper? Why do they seem to get away with everything? And the psalmist goes on and describes what they get away with, and this is the really bleak portion of the picture. He describes the wicked who persecute the poor, who lies in wait like a lion waiting to trap his prey. He describes him boasting against God, blessing the greedy, renouncing God. It is a very bleak picture. And all the while he seems to get away with his wickedness. Verse 11 seems to be the height of insult here. He has said in his heart, God has forgotten. He hides his face. He will never see. In other words, here's the wicked man, and he is prospering. Things seem to be going well for him. And so he concludes that God is dead. Or that God does not care, or that God cannot act, or will not act. And this is why we would say that this psalm could paint a very bleak picture. It agrees with the psalms that we have meditated on in months past, and which describe just the wickedness of mankind. And we can pause here and agree with the psalmist when he describes the state of the world. We can agree that it is a bleak picture if you look at the world without God. But that's not what the psalmist does he? The psalm turns and then speaks of the brighter picture that God does indeed know and act. And that's summarized really well in verse 14. You have seen, for you observe trouble and grief to repay it by your hand. The helpless commits himself to you. You are the helper of the fatherless. So in this way, Psalm 10 gives a very powerful question, a very powerful answer to the question, why does it seem that the wicked get away with it? And you know what the answer is? They don't get away with it. They don't. And that is the ultimate answer to that longing question that we have. The wicked may seem to prosper in this world. They may seem to get away with it. But God does see. And God will repay. Sometimes He repays in this life. Sometimes He withholds that repayment until the day of judgment. But He will repay. So you can say with this psalm, the helpless commits himself to you. You can take comfort that God does see that He will not leave the guilty unpunished. That gives some very practical guidelines to us just as we meditate and as we sing this psalm. I want to give you three very practical ways to apply this psalm. But first of all, when you look at the world and when you look at the wicked, remember that they are not the ones who are in control. Instead, train yourself by this psalm to look at the world from an eternal perspective. That God does see, and that God does repay. Secondly, we don't by this ignore evil. It could be that if you looked at the wicked without seeing God, that you would just kind of cover your eyes, put your head in the sand, and go about your life. But the psalmist doesn't do that. He prays very directly about evil. And he asks God to arise. And that's a very practical guideline for us, that we can take our complaints to the living God. We don't ignore evil, but we take that to the Lord. We ask Him to lift up His hand, to cause your ear to hear. And using this very poetic Hebrew way, to break the arm of the evil man. Remember, don't be squeamish about this type of language, especially when you see the evil of the wicked around you. This is mild compared to what the wicked do. Instead, we pray, do justice to the fatherless and the oppressed. Finally, ask God to prepare your heart, as it says in verse 17. Prepare your heart by asking God to give you patience in the midst of that affliction of the wicked, to teach you that perspective. And in this note, we have a very interesting application of this in the New Testament. Paul quotes from Psalm 10 in Romans chapter 3. In Romans chapter 3, Paul is proving the wickedness of all mankind. We talk about this as total depravity. And he quotes from this portion what describes how wicked mankind is and says, this is you without God. So part of the preparing of your heart is to recognize that you too are one of the wicked without Jesus Christ. And you need to be warned by that God sees and hears. So as you pray that the Lord would prepare your hearts, recognize your own sinfulness and find shelter in Jesus. And finally, as you pray that God would prepare your hearts, recognize that Paul doesn't leave that application just in the wicked's hands. He uses it to point to Jesus, that He is the one who delivers us from that total depravity, that wickedness that has seized us all. So you can pray that the Lord would turn your hearts to Jesus as well. So Psalm 10 paints a bleak picture and a beautiful picture, and we acknowledge both of them in the work of Jesus Christ. We'll be singing both portions today. We'll begin with portion A, Psalm 10, selection A. I'll invite you to turn there and to please stand to sing.